The Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." Commentary by Father Francis Xavier Cerneta, Emeritus Bishop of Lleida, Spain. Today, our liturgy invites us to worship the Holy Trinity, our God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one only God in three persons, in whose name we have been baptized. Through the grace of baptism, we are called down here to participate in the life of the Holy Trinity, in the darkness of faith, and later on after death, in eternity. Through the sacrament of baptism, we are made to share the divine life, getting to be sons of God, Father, brothers of Christ, and the temple of the Holy Spirit. With the baptism, our Christian life has begun by receiving the vocation of sanctity. Baptism makes us people belong to Him, He who excels as the Holy One, the three times holy. The gift of sanctity we have been granted through baptism requires faithfulness for a task of evangelic conversion, which must always guide the life of God's children. This is the will of God, your holiness, that you refrain from immorality. This is a compromise affecting all those that have been baptized. All the faithful of Christ, of whatever rank or status, are called to the fullness of the Christian life and to the perfection of charity. If our baptism was the true entrance to God's sanctity, we could not satisfy ourselves with a mediocre, routine, and superficial Christian life. We are called to perfection in our love, inasmuch baptism has introduced us in the life and intimacy of God's love. With deep gratitude for the benevolent design of our God, who has called us to participate in His life of love, let us today and always worship and praise Him. As the entrance antiphon to the Mass says, "Blessed be God the Father, and His only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit, for He has shown that He loves us."